Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Welcome, folks. This is not Jim Wood. It is his son, Clayton Wood, and I will be your host today. Please don't turn away, but I'm going to be introducing something that I'm excited to do here on this channel. And Abiding in Christ will continue to be the vast majority of the airing episodes, the excellent Bible teaching of my father, Jim Wood. But we are also going to do something some Fridays, and that will be a different show that is me hosting a program which will include some interviews. But today I really just want to explain the concept of what I'm excited to introduce to you, what we're excited about doing during some of this time for Abiding in Christ, and that is talking about Ware's Valley Ranch, talking about the stories of incredible, miraculous ways that God's provided for the ranch, and telling you just the story of how the ranch came about. Many of you have been faithful listeners for many years, and you already know all about the ranch, and I hope even for you, you will hear some new things, some new stories, some new areas of work that the ranch is doing that you will be grateful for. But for many of our listeners, you're very familiar with Jim Wood through his preaching and teaching ministry, but you don't know as much about Ware's Valley Ranch. I had the misfortune during law school of trying six different churches in the small town where my law school was located, and concluding each time that it wasn't a critical spirit on my part, but that no one here has the gift of preaching. And I was not aware, as the son of Jim Wood growing up, just how incredibly gifted he is as a Bible teacher and preacher, and very aware of that now, very thankful for the way that God uses him to teach the word, and very excited that we hope that 10 years from now and 20 years from now, you'll still be listening to sermons that are not topical and go away because he's obsessively speaking about the latest virus or the latest tariffs or anything of the sort, but rather sermons that are timeless because they are connected to the eternal, inerrant word of God that shapes us, that molds us, that the messages that he's speaking are going to be as relevant in 10 years as they are today. And so that will continue to be the primary way that this channel operates. It will be the main thing you're hearing through Abiding in Christ Ministries. But this month, a few different times, I'm going to be your host, and I will be interviewing some folks at Ware's Valley Ranch so that they can tell some of their story. God has done remarkable things and brought together fantastic people to serve children. But what is Ware's Valley Ranch? Some of you have heard little snippets of commercials, but you're still not exactly sure. And dear, well-meaning folks who I've been friends with for a long time and have known me personally say, "Well, Clayton, I support that boys' camp up there." And Ware's Valley Ranch is a blessed spot right next to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park here in beautiful Sevier County, Tennessee, that is actually doing multiple things. It can be a little challenging to explain in a succinct way, because while the easiest way to say it is we're a home and school for kids from difficult home situations, we are also a place where we have mentors, we have post-college, in some cases college students, who are living at the ranch, working at the ranch, seeing God equip them and change them through their time at the ranch. We also host a summer camp that's a wonderful camp and ably led by Seth Hauser. And that summer camp is a place where a lot of young people encounter Jesus for the first time, make a profession of faith, and enter into new life in Christ. It is also a school. Wears Valley Ranch is the home of St. Andrew's School, which is an ACSI accredited school. So let me tell you a little bit about the story of the ranch from my perspective. Wears Valley Ranch was founded in 1991. My dad was the pastor of Mount Vernon Baptist Church in Atlanta, a wonderful church that is still a wonderful church and pastored by my friend Aaron Minnikoff. But at the time, my dad had nurtured for years a dream of having a home and school for kids from difficult home situations. That dream was put in his heart as he served kids from difficult situations at the Juvenile Evaluation Center in Swannanoa, North Carolina. And he noticed that some of the kids who were in state custody there were in state custody because they had committed terrible crimes and they really needed to be monitored and held there. But he also noticed some kids who hadn't really done anything wrong. They had just been abandoned. And it broke his heart that they were being held in the same place when all they really needed was a home and someone to care for them. And so God put that seed in his heart when he was 15 years old to start a children's home someday. When my dad met my mom, he noticed that she was a beautiful lady and wanted to get to know her better. And on a hike in Western North Carolina, where they both were at the time, he asked her, "Has God ever called you to anything specific?" And she shared that she had been called. At some point in the future, she felt that God wanted her to have a home and a school for kids from difficult home situations. And he excitedly said, "Me too." And as a very attractive young lady, she had heard other people want to agree with her no matter what she said. And she said, "Oh, really? Well, you might want to read the paper that I wrote my freshman year in college about that." And my dad replied, "That would be great. And I'd love for you to read the paper I wrote my freshman year in college about it." And the Lord really used that time to bring together my dad and my mom from different states, growing up far apart from one another. But as they got to know each other, sensing that God had given both of them the same calling. In 1991, the Atlanta Braves were about to have a very magical season, but I was an 11-year-old. I was extremely happy and comfortable in our suburban existence in Atlanta. I enjoyed my friends. I enjoyed my dreams of youth group that loomed ahead for me at that young age. Everything ahead in high school age seemed important and weighty and cool. And I did not want to move to Tennessee. I wasn't sure what my parents were doing. It was not as normal as leaving for a new job. And the reason for that is that Wears Valley Ranch started with a gift, a miraculous gift from a failed retreat center of 100 acres that bordered the Great Smoky Mountains National Park here in Wears Valley, Tennessee. But it didn't start with a donor base. It didn't start with an endowment. It didn't start with job security and health insurance and a 401k. It started with two people who loved God, wanted to obey him, and took this as the clear indication that he was calling them to sell their home, say goodbye to friends, and move to somewhere new. And that was a very scary prospect for me, even as a kid. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And while I enjoyed listening to my dad preach in Atlanta and all of those kinds of things, I had not, at that age in my life, witnessed a lot of miraculous things. I moved to Tennessee as the only person in my family to really express a lot of reservations, a lot of concerns, a lot of really fear about what it would be like to be in East Tennessee. We moved to East Tennessee, and God provided miraculously. And there are so many stories we can tell. I hope that over time, this will be a venue where people say, man, I really look forward to that story time. I love those episodes where I get to just hear stories of God's faithfulness. There are plenty of reasons to lament. There are plenty of challenges ahead for our republic here in the United States and for us as believers in this country. But man, there are so many stories of God's faithfulness, so many ways in which God has provided miraculously, so many ways in which God has demonstrated his care and concern for us, that it will be plenty of opportunities to encourage you that God, who made you, loves you, knows you, has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. And if you walk in joyful obedience, you get to see him work, even in ways that you never knew were possible. So we moved from Atlanta to East Tennessee. We moved into a lodge that was kindly rented to us by a sweet lady for $1 that year. Part of my memory of that lodge is that sometimes if the wind blew hard enough, it would make a whistling sound as it came in to the room where I was trying to sleep at night. It was rustic, would be putting it mildly. The lodge, when it became an Airbnb later in its life, the folks who wanted to fix it up so that it could be rented overnight spent well over $1 million. closing the cracks in the walls and the other things. And so it was a rustic start to our time in East Tennessee. But God was so faithful to provide for all of our needs. I remember that first Christmas, I had concerns in my selfish childlike heart that I wouldn't get adequate presents. And some very sweet friends from our church in Atlanta sent up a very large gift kind of assortment for my older brother, Paul, for my younger brother, Andrew. And I was so thrilled to get these presents, these gifts. And it really helped me just feel known and cared for. Obviously, the meaning of Christmas is not getting presents. That's not the point of Christmas. But when you're worried that you've left your friends, left the life that you knew, and that you're now in a totally different situation, and everything is hard, it was very precious to me to receive a bunch of gifts from friends who still were remembering us, praying for us, caring about us, and caring for us in that way. Very shortly, the ranch went from a piece of essentially raw land. There was one home on the property. That home is still here. It's called Kirkland Hollow. It's used for staff housing. We were urged to tear it down. It had not been a home to people for quite some time. It had been home to lots of raccoons and other animals. And so everything you can imagine that goes along with that was a part of what the ranch had as in its only home. The raccoons were not potty trained. And so it was a debacle. It was a gross place. It was a messy place. And we had sweet friends who came up and volunteered to work alongside us. We had people who came and gave their efforts and helped turn that into a habitable space. And God provided without any debt and without any money from the government for four children's homes to be built, for six camp cabins to be built, for a barn to be built, for a chapel to be built, for two school buildings to be built, an office building, counseling center, and over, God provided far more than we could ask or imagine. I had no experience with fundraising, but I really wanted a soccer field. I had been playing soccer. It was my favorite sport when I was a kid. It was my favorite sport in my church leagues, where I felt like maybe I had a future in professional soccer. The level of competition wasn't always high, but it was something where I really excelled and was excited. And so now I wanted in East Tennessee to be able to play soccer. And I asked my dad if we could have a soccer field at the ranch. It was not high on his priority list, but he said you should start praying for that and asking if God wants us to have that, that he'll provide it. And he told me I was allowed to fundraise some. And I spoke with the wonderful man who's still alive, who's in his 90s, who was our bulldozer operator, and asked him how much it would cost to build a soccer field. And Mr. Massey said that he had never built a soccer field before, but that he figured he could put in a square in the pasture for around $3,000. And so I had a mission. I had a number. I knew what I was trying to get. And I began to approach some folks at church. I think that may have been awkward for my dad, but he had already told me to pray for this, and so he didn't want to dissuade my early attempts. And God laid it on the heart of someone who was a part of that church, who owned one of the largest earth-moving equipment companies in the world, to build a soccer field for the ranch that was more than 30 times as much in total cost, that the ranch didn't pay anything for, and that is so well-built and so beautiful, a crown top to the field, you know, gently sloping away in every direction, but built so perfectly that the pitch for the football is still in great shape now more than 30 years after it was initially built. Guys, that's just an example, and it's just a soccer field, but it's so much more than that. It's a place where students who live at the ranch, who have come from difficult backgrounds, get to enjoy recreation, get to learn about how to win and lose with grace, get to learn how to interact with one another. It's a place that's hosted churches for church retreats. It's a place that's hosted countless campers doing games like Capture the Flag. And it has been a tremendous blessing year after year after year. So Ware's Valley Ranch is a home. There are four residential homes. We plan on having two more residential homes. And these homes can have eight students in them. They are single gender homes. That avoids a lot of potential issues and problems. But they are not built in an institutional way. They are single gender homes that are built much like family homes. Each of the homes at the ranch looks different. That is by design. We want the children at the ranch to not feel like they've been shipped away to a large scale institution, but rather to feel like they have found a place where they're in a family environment and they're loved and nurtured well. So the ranch has four homes. We do have plans for two more homes, and that will be the extent of the homes that are built for children at the ranch. The ranch also has a school. We're going to talk more about the school in future interviews. But a special thing about the school is that the school does ability and achievement testing for every single student who comes to the ranch. Ability and achievement testing are important. They're important because a lot of our kids come from a background where they experienced abuse. And during the time when they experienced abuse, it's very challenging for them to learn anything in the school environment. And so you might have an 11-year-old who's come to live at the ranch, and that child is in third grade in math. Well, that is very frustrating for them. It also can create despair and hopelessness in them. But because the ranch tests their ability and their achievement in a very comprehensive way and builds an individualized education plan for them, they are able to take that test, take those results, get the help that they need, and make tremendous progress as we meet them where they are and don't challenge them to be like anyone else, but challenge them to use the unique gifts and abilities that God has given to them for His glory. So children get the help academically they need in a really incredible way. It's a beautiful thing to see. Children also all receive counseling. We wanted to remove the stigma around counseling. And so one of the ways in which we do that is that everybody's going to counseling. It's not, well, you seem like you've had a bad day or you're going through a lot, so you're going to counseling. Again, these are children whose lives have been filled in the past with trauma. And it would be very easy for them to end up in an environment where they're told that they're going to define themselves by their trauma. They're going to define themselves in some ways as victims. But Where's Valley Ranch is not pointing them to that. Instead, we're pointing them to their ability to have victory in Jesus, to see themselves as dearly loved children of God who are made with a purpose and a plan and who have the ability to succeed at a very high level in areas where they, with integrity, put their hard work and discipline into whatever area of study it is that they seem most suited toward. And we don't believe here at Where's Valley Ranch that every kid needs to go to college. It's very easy in an academic environment to become rather obsessed with grades and academic performance. Is this a good school or not? Well, I don't know. Let me see the average ACT. And while our kids have done incredible jobs, and some of them have gotten really high ACT scores and gotten full college scholarships, that is not our primary goal. Our primary goal is to help them know whose they are, and because of that, to understand who they are. God loves them. God made them. God has a plan for them, and Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins. The ranch encourages Bible memory in a way that's really powerful and really effective. And as kids memorize scripture, it shapes and changes them just as it can for you if you memorize scripture. Because I grew up here, it's very hard for me to view this as an outsider. If you ask a fish to tell you a lot about water, they would have a hard time doing so, even partly because fish can't talk, right? But what we see at the ranch is that when we bring people to see what God is doing here, they, over and over again, the most common response we get is, this is so much better than I pictured. This is so much better than I imagined. I didn't grow up in an orphanage with gruel, but I have read Charles Dickens. And I think many people, when they think about a children's home, have a view of what that would look like that looks nothing like the special, amazing place that God built at Where's Valley Ranch. We would love to have you come visit. We'd love to have you come see us. It's a beautiful area. We have the mountains. We have the rivers. We have Dollywood for those so inclined. We have great outlet shopping. But Where's Valley Ranch is a place where God is glorified because the works that He's done here are so clearly of His hand, not something that we could ever have done ourselves. And so I hope that as I get to time to tell you some more stories about the ranch, to tell you more about the people who run the ranch, the people who lead at the ranch, the people who are changing lives through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will be as excited about Where's Valley Ranch as I am. And I thank you so much for hanging with me today as I gave you some introduction. Please come and check our website, wvr.org, wvr.org. This has been Clayton Wood, guest hosting Abiding in Christ for my dad, Jim Wood. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.